Hello, my name is Joe, calling with Opinion Research. On behalf of our client, the International Unions of Bricklayers and Allies Craft Workers, we'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing your nation and your local communities. Think you can help me out?
Yeah, got it.
All right, thank you. All right. And to start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 0 to 2, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 25 to 40, or 41 and over?
3 to 10.
All right. And what is your primary branch of the trade? As a finisher, mason finisher, plaster, marble, tile, stone?
Ball and mechanic.
Okay. All right. And at the last job that you worked on, were you a prover, finisher, apprentice, journey, or a foreman?
Mechanic.
Mechanic. Okay. Thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No, I've been out of work for over a year. My VA can't find me any work.
Okay. Approximately how many weeks have you been employed? You say almost a year, correct?
Over a year, I've been out of work.
Okay. All right. So, okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contract over the past year?
No, but I got to do something. I can't even make ends meet.
Okay. Yeah. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Yeah.
Okay. And why do you consider dropping your union membership? In your own words.
Because my VA won't find me any work. He keeps telling me there's no work out there. I've been out of work for over a year.
Okay. Right.
Both me and my son have been out of work for over a year.
Man. Wow. Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you so much. All right. Now, thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction, or about the same number as it was the last year?
About the same.
About the same. Okay. And do you consider... do you get the sense that there are some more unions construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same?
About the same.
All right, thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union's projects in your community?
Absolutely.
All right, thank you. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
I haven't worked in over a year.
Okay. Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily private, through the state or local government or through the federal government, or you don't know?
No idea.
Okay. All right. Now, thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less employment than now, or about the same, or more employment than now?
I have no idea what the future holds.
Okay. Thank you. And now looking at your family's economy situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
It'll get worse if Biden stays in office, and it'll get worse if my BA won't find me work.
Okay. Now switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazard are you the most concerned about the job? I'm going to reach you somewhere, and you just tell me from there. Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat and cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, air quality, or doesn't concern safety?
I mean, hot and cold, but that doesn't concern safety.
Yeah. All right. And yes or no, have you attended any union meeting in the past 12 months? In person, no. Online?
No.
No, okay. Thank you. And each of the following, please tell me you have participated in activity in the past 12 months. I'm going to read you some names, and you said yes or no. Union organizing?
No.
No. Pitching?
What is it?
Pick. It's a P-I-C-K-E-T-I-N-G.
Picketing, no.
All right. Picketing. All right. Political canvassing.
No.
All right. Thank you. All right. And at the last, in the last 4 months, how often do you did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
Never.
All right. And changing the subjects to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news. Source from the one that you most likely get news from, the one that are least likely to get it from you. What you use, local TV programs, the internet, social media, radio, friends, neighbors, print on newspaper, or cable news?
Friends,
okay.
Social media.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. Okay. Now, which of the following issues matters most of to you right now? Healthcare, foraging policy, the environment, education, jobs, the economy, immigration, support for labor unions, or something else?
I mean, whatever gets me back to work is what concerns me the most.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. And as you may know, BAC, that's BAC, supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
No. All right.
No.
And as you may know, that Davis-Bacon Act ensures payments to prevailing wages to construction workers on federal financed projects. Will you say it's not important at all, or not so important, or somewhat important, or very important that federal election officials support it?
I don't think it's important.
Okay. All right. Thank you. generally speaking, do you believe that Democrat Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I have no idea. I don't follow politics. I think it's
okay.
All a big pile of shit.
All right. Thank you. All right. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Citroën over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more of this dispute, the United Auto Workers or the GM Ford or Suzuki?
I don't support either one of them. I can't even support myself because I'm not working, so I'm not concerned with anything else.
Okay, no problem. We're almost done, okay, sir?
Yeah.
All right. Please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job that Joe Biden has done with each of the followings. I'm going to read you some, and you tell me strongly approve or strongly disapprove. His job
I disapprove with everything he's done. So you can put that down as a disapproval for everything. You don't even have to ask me the question.
All right, sir. Well, I have to read it. I have to do verbatim. All right. Now, support for labor unions?
No.
All right. Healthcare?
No.
All right. Foraging affairs?
What is it?
That's foraging affairs.
No.
All right.
I don't even know what that is. You mean foreign affairs, you mean?
Yeah, foreign affairs. Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, he supports that. I don't.
Okay. Immigration?
No, I could care less about that. As long as they want to come here and work, that's fine.
All right. The economy?
The economy is the same as it's always been, other than it's when people are out of work like this, it makes it worse.
Yes, sir. Very true. Okay, moving on. Now, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling its jobs? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I'm going to say strongly disapprove because I don't follow politics, so I have no idea what Congress does. I don't even know what Congress is.
Okay. Are you registered to vote?
No.
Okay.
I'm not voting for any of them peons because it's all a big game. I don't believe in any of it.
All right. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation and affects your career, jobs, opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Yes or no?
No.
All right. And turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local unions? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
As far as right now, poor, because my business agent he's not in contact with me.
Okay.
He hasn't put me to work in over a year. There's no reason for it.
Wow. All right. And how will you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, fair, good, or excellent?
Poor.
All right. Thank you. And how could the union best improve its representation and service? In your own words.
Have a business agent that stays in contact with you and tries to put you to work.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. All right. Okay, thank you. And what do you think about the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What's the most important thing the union should be working on?
Keeping people working.
Okay. Keeping
employees working.
Yeah. All right. Working. All right. Thank you. Okay. Now, what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Mail, text, email, job site, or union meetings?
Either text or a phone call.
Okay. All right. And how often do you hear from your local unions regarding latest events and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC, that's BAC, four or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
Never.
All right. And here we go. And now I would like to ask you for a few questions for political purpose. Generally speaking, do you think yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or independent?
I'm a Republican. I'm for the working man.
Okay. Thank you. Now, what would you call yourself, a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
No, not very strong.
Okay. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race? White, Caucasian, African-American?
White.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purpose, by my supervisor, can I just have your first name, please?
Kurt, C-U-R-T.
Thank you, Mr. Kurt. This concerns our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have a good day, sir.
You too, thanks. Bye.
Likewise.